Thank you very much. So what happened was that his wives crossed the river and Jacob was left all alone, probably with his thoughts to think, well, what shall I do next? He was, I would imagine, well, how do you imagine Jacob was feeling as he was, yeah, go on, Holly. Upset and afraid, yeah, I'm sure you're absolutely right. Upset and afraid, yeah. Probably quite terrified. Yeah, petrified. Because actually he had heard as well, in just before this reading, that Esau was on the other side of the river with 400 men. Doesn't sound too good, does it? And so in his worry and in his fear, he, I don't know, bumped into somebody. And because it was the middle of the night, didn't know who it was, started to fight and wrestle with that person. Now, the thing is, I don't know an awful lot about fighting and wrestling, but I know somebody who does. And so Will is going to come and tell us a little bit about wrestling.
Hello? Anyway. Loud. Right, you get not helping. Right, you get two men.
Okay, we need Jacob as one of the men is Jacob. So, and then you need to have find an opponent. In the red corner we have Jacob. In the blue corner we have unknown person.
Yes. And we'll just split you in half. This side is William, that side is unknown person. Because remember, the crowd is just as important as the two opponents.
Yeah, you need to give them a bit of space. Can you shove along to the edge?
So let's have some cheering.
Okay, hold it down a moment. Hold it down a moment.
Well, you need to go down now. William, stay down now. Stay down now for the count. Now you've got to pin him first. And obviously, as you know, those who watch wrestling, you have to be a pin, 1, 2, 3.
Unknown person, we need help.
At some point.
1, 2, 3,
and
someone
comes. And William is Quincy. Well done for a good fight.
We need unknown person. William.
As you can see, there was a winner and there was a loser.
Yes,
a lot of passion.
William, you stick your fell off.
Thank you. Now, in this wrestling match in the wrestling match in the Bible, they just kept going. No. And for hour after hour, Jacob fighting with all his might to try and his opponent fighting him, trying to, and eventually the sun started to come up. And unknown person thought, right, can you just be in a nice wrestling hold lock, just so that everybody can see, just for a moment.
Okay.
Right. Okay. That's fine. Just. Right. And so unknown person somehow manages to give him a good wallop right just there, a proper mega dead leg. And because Jacob said, I will not let you go. I will not let you go. Just like he would not let go of his father's blessing, and he would not let go of being able to marry Rachel. He is a man who would not let go. And so daybreak came. And Jacob said to unknown person, what is your name? And the unknown... And the unknown person said, well, what's your name? And Jacob said, my name's Jacob. And the unknown person said, I'm giving you a new name. And your name will no longer be Jacob, but it will be Israel, which means I have wrestled with God. So Jacob became known as Israel, and all his descendants after him have become known as Israelites, and Israel is still a nation to this day. And actually, don't all of us sometimes struggle with God? What is God doing? Why am I here? Why are you doing this to me, God? Why? Because what God likes, actually, he likes to see passion. He can use people who are passionate. If you think about people in the Bible, he uses David, who's full of passion and full of enthusiasm, full of course I can go and fight this massive giant, and everybody else is thinking, what? And then in the New Testament, you've got St. Paul, who passionately wants to destroy the church and get rid of every kind of person who breathes the name of Jesus, until he meets Jesus on the Damascus Road. And then suddenly his life and his is turned around. But in many ways it's not, because he still uses that passion that God has given him to proclaim the gospel to all the people around him. It seems that God is interested in people who have passion, interested in people who will struggle with him, interested in people who will say, God, that is not fair. Even his grandfather Abraham said, you're not going to destroy this city if there's 50, decent people. It's, well, how about 40 then? All right, 30. 20? He argues, he wrestles with God. And God likes that in us. He wants to see a people full of passion. Are we a people full of passion?
Yes!
I said, are we a people full of passion?
Yes!
Great, because I think sometimes, you know, being very British, we can be very polite, can't we? You know, oh Lord, we beseech you, you know, if you wouldn't mind, and if you have a little bit of time on a Tuesday morning, it would be lovely if you would come and, but God's not interested in us, you know, with formal prayers and writing nice letters and whatever. He wants to see people who are passionate about justice, are passionate about people who are starving in our world, or people who are suffering persecution or injustice or whatever. He loves to have his people known as those who struggle with God. That we are, if you like, the new Israel. And actually, the names that we've used today, Rachel and Leah and Isaac, and there's not so many Esaus around, I suppose. But people down through the centuries have seen these biblical characters as really important, and this story is really important in understanding what our relationship is with God, and discovering that God is a passionate God, and that his love never fails. It never gives up. It never runs out on us. It will keep fighting and being passionate till daybreak and beyond. This is the God we serve. So, yes, he is the all-powerful. He is the creator of the universe. But he has created us to have his spirit within us, to have a little bit of fire, to have a little bit of passion, to have a little bit of desire to see God's kingdom come, to see justice happen, to see things turn out all right. And do you know what happens at the end of this story? After Jacob has spent his night wrestling with God, and he comes and crosses the river limping because of his bad leg, and who's at the other side? Only his brother Esau. And he limps towards Esau with his arms open, knowing that he has been battered and broken by God. And Esau and Jacob embrace. Brothers reunited. May we as a people know how to fight well with each other and with God, and know at the end of it how to have reconciliation, how to make up, how to forgive, how to hold each other in love. If we can do these kinds of things well, my, what a church, what a force, what a people to affect our town and the world around us. Thank you, everybody, for taking part. That was brilliant. Give them all a big clap. There aren't many songs about wrestling, but we found one. So let's stand to close with the song My Lighthouse. In my wrestling and in my doubt, you won't give up. pray. Lord, sometimes we do struggle. Sometimes we do have doubts. Sometimes we have no idea what you are doing, and sometimes it seems that the things and the circumstances you bring about in our lives are all wrong, just as Jacob felt. But Lord, I thank you for your promise. We thank you that if we do not let go of you, you certainly will never let go of us. May we know that truth in our life. May we know that truth in whatever circumstances are going to hit us this week. May we know that your power, your love, your peace are unquenchable. That they transcend life, they transcend death. That you are with us always. May we look to your light to guide us safe through the storm. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's say the grace to one another as we close. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.